Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vande. And there's going to be some real hot rocking sounds from this great continent that will be knocking on your doors again today. So I want you to just stay around because I'm going to take you on a musical trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on the show, I have one of Cameroon's youngest and finest stars coming up, and that is Gomez Oba. He's going to be my guest on the show today, but first of all, we just want to hear his voice. Hi, Gomez, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you? How are you doing?
All right, we're going to keep the rest for later, okay? But right now, I want us to jump into some music, real music from across the continent, starting off from Nigeria. Who's your guy? You got to tell me who's your guy right now. You know, Spiral, featuring the great Tiwa Savage. Can you imagine? Tiwa just sang for the King of England. God, what a day day. Oh, my God. I thought she was going to hit the stage with some real jumpy stuff. But even though the song was good, but I actually wanted her to take that stadium by storm. You know, but anyway, Who's Your Guy is going to be our first track. And right after that, Coco Loco, the sound of Ravinio from Togo. This guy is really, really good. And then we take a trip to a combination of African talent, and that is the great Shatta Wale of Ghana, Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and featuring the Morgan Heritage. This song is called Ready. But first, let's go up to Who's Your Guy. Hello.
That your ear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
RJ, the DJ, all day, baby.
Listen, it's RJ. Shut up, Wally, and J. Chameleon. Alongside Morgan, every touch, but lady.
You can double it, touch it, pull it again. The way you're dancing, cool, baby, come again. The way you're bubbly, baby, and you're whining in the disco. It's like you just won a beauty contest. Yeah. Killer, come get me your cellular, so that I call you and we play like fiddler. Automatically plural, not singular. So beautiful, nobody contest.
So then.
Understand, please, and the reason why she gave me this feeling.
girl them a follow me. Said them one trying to serve an academy. They about 35 in a Miami. In a this party with a bus 45. No artillery. The girl said boom 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 boom. After the girl said boom.
Ready, Shatta Wale, Josie Chameleon, and Morgan Heritage. And right before that was Coco Loco, the sound of Ravinho of Togo, and Who's Your Guy, Spyro, and Tiwa Savage. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Okay, now, I have with me my guest, I told you, but when I come back, I'll be talking right to him, so don't go away.
The African Beat. With music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You heard his voice earlier. I told you that he's going to be on the show, and now I am ready. Mr. Gomez Oba.
Yes, sir.
Welcome one more time to the African Beat on the Voice of
Thank
America.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. So, Gomez, tell me now a little bit about yourself, because people out there, we want to know, who is Gomez Oba?
Gomez Oba is an Afrobeat artist from Cameroon, West Africa, and a graduate from the University of Boya in the southwest region of Cameroon. I have a degree in journalism and mass communication. And, from my family.
Look at this guy. He has a degree in journalism and mass communication. Jackson, are you hearing me? A degree in journalism and mass communication. And so, why are you not here?
I'm still doing my job. I'm still communicating.
I like that. Okay. Let's get the rest of it.
Yeah, from a family of three. I have two elder sisters. I'm the last and I'm the only boy.
Oh, my God. And this guy is spoiled.
No, I'm not really spoiled.
Abo, what
are
you doing?
No,
you're the last in the family and you are the only boy?
No, I'm not spoiled. I'm not from...
Overpampered. Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
My dad is from Ogun State, Nigeria, and my mom is from Nguti from the southwest region. Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. So, with all that baggage of degree that you're carrying, what dragged you into music?
Music is like a calling to me. I didn't plan it. Nothing at all. I didn't sing in church like every other artist used to say.
That started in church.
No, I didn't. I fell in love with 808 and Heartbeat, the album, Kanye West album, when I was at Lower Six. I don't know, Lower Six, that's me going to the university.
So university, yes, when you go to Lower Six,
from,
okay.
From that moment, I was just listening to the album like reading the Bible. It was like a ritual to me. And when I got into the university now, I just started, I don't know.
Trying to tell me that the inspiration of singing in your life actually came from you listening to Kanye West?
I'm on God, I don't know how to even say this, but that's the album. And that album, I didn't buy it. I have one of my friends, he just gave me a role, his name is Arol. He gifted me that I should just go listen to that. And I started listening to that then I started following Kanye West and I started listening, but there's radio obviously from where I'm from, so we listen to like old Makossa sounds and all that. But like the real influence and the calling for me was me.
So Kanye West made the difference.
Like Kanye West.
Oh my goodness. Kanye West, are you listening? You've got somebody here that you have inspired so much from Africa.
So much.
I want us to talk about the first song that I have to play from your album, okay? This is Family. So let's talk about Family.
Family is me. I'm a family person, very, very family orientated to the core. So what is happening where I'm from, you understand, there's a lot of divisions in like family. There's a lot of division even in the country. So even in the showbiz in my country, even like, I just think preaching family will give people like that warm heart to understand like the basic of life, like family, just coming together, you understand, in like unity and love. That means
right,
a lot. So
right.
When you listen to the song, it talks about forgiveness. No matter what your brother does to you or your sister, you have to understand that at the end of the day, family is love.
Family is love. That's right. At the end of the day, understand that family is everything. Family is love. Family is unity. So we have to come together. Our brothers and sisters in Cameroon, let's look at ourselves as family and let's keep that bond. That is what is going to take us to the next level. And so we bring you the song now, Family, dedicated to all the families in Cameroon by the great Gomez Oba. Beautiful song, beautiful music there. Family, this is really, really good. And it touches the heart. This is going to go across the continent, even across the Atlantic Ocean, because family means everything. Even in this country where we are, family is everything. Okay, now we just got this one about family. And I was reading a little bit about you. I see that you have been signed by another top Cameroonian star, who is Mr. Leo. How did this contact come about?
Like, that was way back, because right now I'm solo. I'm working with a whole new team.
But okay. That was back then.
Okay. But Mr. Leo played like a major role in my career, and I really want to appreciate him. What happened was, I was just a young artist from the city of Boya, from the university, and they were like, we're looking up to them. I had never met Leo before and everything. And me, it was just like I said, music to me is like a calling. I did my very first song. The title of the song is Je T'aime. It went viral in the university and the whole of Boya. So these guys that are in the industry, they started like, I never knew I would even be friends with any of them. So they started like calling and trying to know who sang that song. So that was when I had it like with Leo.
That was an opportunity. Well, yeah. I like that. I like the fact that you appreciate and the fact that he did that.
Yeah, for
you,
no, he did that.
Which is very good.
He
and now that. You are with a different team.
Yeah.
Okay, you are now in the United States and you are here on tour, on business, on vacation.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm here to promote myself, like I'm here at your radio, and my pleasure of meeting you. And I'm here also for my tour. I'm doing my first international tour, and so far so good. It's been great. And
so how have the fans been responding to you and to your music, seeing you in person? Maybe some of them have been watching
YouTube
and all of these places, and now they're seeing you right in front of them, in front of their eyes.
Everybody was dancing. Everybody is my first show in Maryland, everybody came out. Let me not say everybody, but majority. I had to understand, like, people are really listening to me, and I have like a great fan base, and the diaspora playing this part in the showbiz.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have another song that we want to play that is called the Lucid Dreams.
Lucid Dreams.
What is it about?
Lucid Dreams is me just telling my younger self and my present self that you started this, it's not going to be easy. You have a dream, and it's lucid. Like, my dream, like, when I say lucid dream, I'm trying to say, like, it's, like, already very visible. I can actually see me where I am. So I'm just trying to tell myself, like, you're there. You're giving everything.
You are your own psychic.
Like, it's just me telling myself, like, it's just me telling myself, you're good. Just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
I like that, man. I like that confidence. I tell people sometimes, I say, it is good to be good. When you are good, first of all, I acknowledge that I am good. I don't wait for somebody to come and tell me.
Yeah.
I like that part of you. You're good. So now we're going to get the Lucid Dream. So if you're out there, this song is dedicated to you. Hey,
it's very inspirational.
Don't give up on yourself, okay?
Very
don't give up on yourself. Don't wait for somebody to come and tell you how good you are. Look at yourself and profess that goodness in you. And then you got it. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy. Let's get the song now. Lucid Dreams by the great Gomez Oba from Cameroon.
My little boy, I took a wrong turn, but I
Yeah. Lucid Dreams. Beautiful song, beautiful music, beautiful composition. All coming from this young man here who is a young and handsome, dynamic guy. I'm sure that he's going to go places. And so now to your fans, those in Cameroon, those that you are meeting right now for the first time in the United States of America, what is going to be your message to them?
Believe in yourself. Have a purpose in life and be humble, respect people, and just focus on the good.
That's right.
Yeah, just focus on the good. I think that's what me, I'm up, just focus on the good.
Humility is very, very important. Whatever we do in life, no matter how what the status is,
yeah,
when you are humble, you'll be lifted up.
Yeah.
And I like that part. All right. This is the African Beat, and we're going to play a very special song right now. That is going to be our last song from this great man today. And he says this is his favorite. I don't know why it is favorite, but I'll tell you the title. It is Woman. Why is Woman your favorite song?
Because, I mean, like, it's a viral song. Everybody from my country loves it, even the Nigerians. And, like, everybody love, even you, you're going to like it. It's a move body. You go dance.
Oh, yeah. I like the picture. It will move body. So get ready to move your body, because the next song we're going to hit you with right now on this show is Woman. And so I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Oba Gomez, for being on the African Beat today. Let's hit on Woman. When I come back, I have the great Agbo Gilbert, the man behind the CAMIF. That is the Cameroon International Film Festival. He's right here with me, and we'll be talking to him. But right now, Woman. Gomez Oba, beautiful tune there from the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Vandy. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
As you shake your bagasse, I want to make my baby shake your bagasse. Yeah, the way that you shake your bagasse, baby, they give me the banana. Yeah, baby, girl, they make I want to shake the banana. Shake it to the best line now, them a call me designer. Come shake it to the best line now, them a call me designer.
Joining me today, it's been a pleasure accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are. Now, let's go to Cameroon again. I have the big man himself that is making the headlines right now. When it comes to the film festival, the International Film Festival in Cameroon, he is the brains. He is the man. I can remember several years ago, he came here and he said, David, this is what I want to do. I said, let's talk about it. And now it's 8 years down the road. 8 years down the road, and today you are here Abo Gilbert.
thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening.
So, Abo, let's talk about the Cameroon International Film Festival.
Well, there's nobody who understands Camille better than you, because we discussed about this in 2012, and it came out of frustration because of the fact that we produce films in Cameroon in English, and we cannot get distributions for our films because the content buyers are more from the Francophone distribution network, as A+, Canal D, and it's been very, very complicated dealing with accusators like Code West. So I thought, why not do a festival that will attract content buyers from the Anglo-Saxon distribution network? My main target was platforms like African Magic of DSTV. Then later on, with the coming of Netflix and Amazon, we kept pushing. So in 2016, we took the bull by the horn and we did the first edition. Today, we are at the sixth edition. We missed 2019 because of the crisis that has ravaged our communities. You know, there's a war going on in the English-speaking part of Cameroon. And then in 2020, we could not because of the COVID pandemic. So we did the 2021st edition, 22nd, and we just finished the 23rd edition.
Which... And that is where I want to come now, because I saw the glamour, I saw the fashion, and everything was there. It's like the creme de la creme of the society. Yes. We're there in Cameroon for this edition of the Camif.
Yes. Camif is designed as a glamorous festival, same like the Cannes Film Festival, same like the African Film Festival and the Toronto Film Festival, where we do offer masterclasses in acting, directing, cinematography, and film photography. At the same time, we're doing screenings at the W Cinema and also at the Mountain Hotel. Then we have parties every evening, and our parties have different themes. We have the cultural night, we have the mass gala, we have the all-white party, and we are very strict on our dress code, so you have to come looking good.
You know what I saw there, and I started looking at myself. Myself and Jackson, can we make a cut in that kind of fashion world?
Yeah, but I've been trying to bring you and Jackson over to Cameroon. First, I could not blame Jackson, either you, because the U.S. State Department made it clear that Boya was a red zone. But I think that has changed now. But now, we have to try to bring you over. Jackson would definitely have to dress in a cultural attire that reflects his cultural identity.
Rwanda
people are trying. Now, we had Sandra from Rwanda last year, and then you have to come looking like the true Liberian person.
No, I am from Sierra Leone.
I mean, from Sierra Leone. From Sierra Leone. Coming like a Sierra Leonean person. And then you meet your brothers from Cameroon who are going to display a variety of culture, you know. They call us Africa in miniature, with the 20, almost 200 and something ethnic groups being autonomous and independent.
And you know, the way you talked about this the Camif right now, it's like a whole week of festival.
We run it from Monday to Saturday, so it's 6 days. Every day has a different activity. Oh Lord, it's so overwhelming. Well, man,
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
I know you didn't want to sit here today because you say it's Gomez's day.
Yes.
But you know, you cannot be here and we don't talk about Camif. It is impossible.
Camif has been endorsed by Forest Whitaker and endorsed also by Jimmy Jang Lewis, an American actor. Mm-hmm. We're getting good support from the United Nations, the UNDP, the UNESCO, and the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The Voice of America has been a partner.
That's right. Well, thank you so very much. That's the voice of the great man behind the Cameroon International Film Festival, Agbo Gilbert, right here on the African Beat. Well, now let's get on with some music. Sonita, this song from Sierra Leonean born Steady Bongo, went viral on TikTok and all social media platforms. Yes, Sonita, can I talk to you, lady? All right. And right after that, Africa by Zander Zakuza from South Africa. And we take another trip to Tanzania, where we bring you The One by Diamond Platinums. But first, Sonita by the great Steady Bongo of Sierra Leone.
You got my patient has come, so that I go tell you in story. Up and I is small, my call can be on red.
go able pay them for the one way and one way. So do your mind the words and know what you for say. Do your mind the action and know what you for do. Excuse me, madam. Waiting now your name.
Namin dem Sunita.
Okay, I want for talk with you.
No problem.
Your mission, you go school.
Oh yes, but really another fun.
What it make you not continue? Let count you young too.
My long story, uncle. Really I for so.
I really want for no, because myself get here picky.
My long story, uncle. It's too sorry, oh.
I like it long like monkey breathe. Tell me you never know. Just let me so.
It's so sorry, uncle. I don't want for member.
Tell me soon it's time, cause I really want for know.
I lost me daddy by the rebel war. Rebel they attack the village. I in their home. No one for can me go me daddy tower. He say no. Because it's tower. Before me, they be the torturer. Waiting, I be taking so take the broken teeth. When them no say me daddy like me so much, now that's make the heart run. Then give and the gun now. They say, well, you kill the king. Where daddy turn, watch me. What I run, my guy. I know be a boss cry for me loving papa. Command, thinking you begin. We are seeing blood is splash, so God are nearly faint. I tell daddy, say kill me, if nana no more go save your life. Daddy look me in the eye, shaking head and boss cry. Daddy hold the gun in hand, but to God in a fire. Daddy say Sunita, I no get mine for kill you. Make her die with this pain, once no more your life go more. Before me, they say, well, you baby papa. Oh, what a wicked people. I've not ever seen a life. Now this not my problem. Where they can be up and down.
Now, make your soul rest in peace.
I don't say it painful. So later, do you have to go to
Papa, I never get you kind of game.
What now you're raising? Why make it so? Sunita, and believing in mighty God. But the way that you go want for to now, for you living tomorrow.
I want for follow me education, college could be the best for me. I want for make sure for fulfill me daddy in dream. Daddy not there today, oh, daddy spirit there with me.
I don't get much, Sunita, but I'm gonna try for help you. And see, don't choose book learning, I'm gonna try my level best. Let progress on it, and believe in the mighty God.
Papa, oh, make your soul rest in peace.
I don't say it painful, Sunita. Do ya all you can.
Papa, oh, I never get you kind of game.
What now you raising? Why make it so?
Papa, oh, I never get you kind of game.
Tugombane patanye siri yetu ya ndani.
The one by Diamond Platinums, and before that, Africa by Zander Zakuza of South Africa, and Sonita by the great Steady Boom. Well, I want to thank you all today for joining me and for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. And a big thank you to my guest, the great Gomez Oba, and who is here in the United States on tour from Cameroon, and the great Abo Gilbert, the man behind the Cameroon International Film Festival. Cameroon, get ready. We're coming soon. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington.
Show me a one to see. I need your cup, mama.